Greetings, welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the second Mishnah, this is the ninth parak. Elu She'orotein Kiv Saran. The following have the same rule for their skins as their flesh. Or Hadam, human skin, is deemed as human flesh. V'or Chazir Shal Yishuv, domesticated pigs. Even wild pigs. The hump of a camel, if it's a soft camel, young camel. Or the skin of the head of a young calf. The skin of the feet of an animal, v'or betaboshet, the genitalia on a female, v'or shalil, an embryo. These are all very soft skin, so they're really like flesh. V'or shel tachatalia, under the tail. V'or hanakava koch v'alta'ava chomet. So four of the eight shratzim of lizard types, you know, merhal ta'akecholda, he says the lata'a, which is a lizard, is really like a rat, and therefore its skin really is not the same as its flesh. Kulan, all of these she'ibdan, if you worked the hide over, or she'ilechba in kedei avodar, you walked on them, the amount of time it would take, or the distance it would take to tan them, then tahorin, they're no longer like flesh, and they're tahor, because skin itself is not generating tumor. Chutz mi'or adam, except for human skin. Says all eight shratzim have skin which is distinct from their flesh. Okay, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah or Adam Tahor. He says, Mido Raita, a man's skin is Tahor. Matam Amru Tamei, why did they treat it as flesh and therefore it's Tamei of a dead person? Gzeira Shema Yase Adam Orot Avivi Imo Shtichin. It's a very strange kind of suggestion, but that we're concerned that a man may abuse his father and mother's skin after they die, turn them into rugs or whatever, therefore they declared Tumah. It's hard to understand what the consideration is. V'ikad amati la seifa. Some people learned Ula's comment as being about the seifa. V'kulan shivdan ushlechban kedei avodat torin chutz mi'or adam. That or adam is the only one that remains tamei, even though it was worked over. V'advar torah or adam shivdo tahor. Nidoraita, if you tanned or worked on human skin, then it's tahor. Matam amru tamei, why is it still tamei? Meaning the one exception. The same consideration. Anybody who learns that comment as being true, even if you didn't work them over, certainly would say it about the seifa. They would say that tuma, if you didn't work it over, is purely doraita, like flesh. What's the disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about the wild pig? One is hard, one is soft. So he says, no, the skin of the wild pig is also soft. So it's a dispute, really, about some realia, about zoology. How young is this camel? As long as it never carried a burden. Now, what if it got to the age of caring, but it never took a burden? Mahu. Now, by Abaye, now he flips it. Loikias man aliton matana. What if it carried a burden younger than it normally would? Mahu. The answer to both is teiku. The question is it an age thing or a maturity of work? Yatev eshlakish v'kamein bayele. He asked the following question: Kama gamal haraka? How young is a camel to be gamal haraka? Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Abba, Hachim, Rabbi Shmuel, Levi, Kozman shalotana. He gave the same answer. Amalei. Tiv lekivli, sit opposite me, meaning good answer. Yatra bezera kambayle, kama gamalaraka, yes, the same question. Mother Avin bar chinana, hachemer ulam amashuvan levi, cause man shlotana, give the same answer. Have ketanila, he was going over it, amrle, chada havilach, amar tochazi, chadia havilach, do you get it? Are you sharp yet? No, Amart, you already said it once, why are you repeating it? We know that Rish Lakish is a very tough guy. So Rish Lakish, in the comment, said, when the fellow gave the answer, said, sit opposite me, he honored him. And here Rabbi Zeira, who was one of the nice people of Bavel, he made Aliyah, but when this fellow repeated his learning, he said, stop repeating it, you already said it once. So you see how much even the tough guys of Eretz Yisrael were much nicer. Now, for Or HaRosh, for Chama, or Egel HaRach, now we ask about the young calf. Ulamar ben shnato, if it's a yearling, as long as it's still nursing. What happened? Did Ula say it has to be a yearling and also you nursing? Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as it's nursing, but it doesn't have to be a yearling. Maybe Ula just said ben shnato. Whether it's nursing or not. He limited it and said, yes, it has to be a yearling, plus it has to be nursing. Which is it? He says, as long as nursing. He should have said, as long as it's nursing. I mean, the fact that it says, as long as it is nursing, means that the year isn't an issue. It could be older than a year. Shmamina. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan here is more the more liberal position. Ba'amina Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Or Harosh Shol Ega Harach Moshi Yitame. So, what's the status? Should it be Mitame? Amar Le, Eno Mitame. It's not Mitame, it is skin and not flesh. Amar Le, Matan Rabbeinu, Elo Shor Oten Kiv Saran, Ve Harosh Shol Ega Harach. You taught us this Mishnah. We had this Gemara earlier. Le, Al Tak Niteni. Rabbi Yochanan said to his student, don't bother me. I learned that this is an individual statement. If you have in mind the skin underneath the tail, and remember to make it pigle, there has to be something that's edible. In other words, that is called flesh. Even though it's skin, was when Yehuda ish avilum omer mishum Rabbi Yaakov achinu Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. So we have Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon saying, echad or prasot vechad or arosh shol egal arach echad or shtachar al yav chos benu chamim abeituma shorten kiv saran. It's everything listed in our Mishnah. Lavi or shol beitaboshet, even the genitalia chutzim komo pasul chorait zmanu pigul v'chayim enav kareit, which means Chachamim's position was that only the skin under the tail is considered like flesh, but everything else, unlike our Mishnah, skin is skin, and the fact that it's soft, it's still skin, and therefore it's not tameh, and therefore if you would have intent to eat that, and chutzim mano, it's not pigul because that's not davar nechal. And so Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yaakov are the two Tanaim who hold that this entire list really is legitimately not skin but flesh. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, I taught this Mishnah, but this Mishnah is not Bahalacha, it is the opinions of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yaakov against Chachamim. Now our beta prasut, my beta prasut, what is that? Our beta prasut namash, really on the legs. Chanin amar, rechuvan imkerati marosh, that, or the arkuva, that part of the middle section of the leg, which is typically sold when you sell the head. Onaka, we mentioned one of these rodents, tanarabanan, hatmeim. It says, Eilat meim lachem, and it's the short seam, the rabot oroten kiv saran. It says that their skin is also like flesh, tame. So that's the chumr. Echol afilu kulan, I might think all eight of them are like that. Tavlomar eile. It says eile. Va eile kuluktivu. Eile is about all of them. Merav lemineu ifsikanyan. It says hatzav lemineu, hakav lemineu, etc. Shunami tinshamet. So the tinshamet is also in that list. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Remember the tinshamet is both a sheretz and a sheretz haof and also a sheretz and also an oaf. Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Rav Tanahu. Rav himself has a status of a Tana. The Tana Tinshamet, he included Tinshamet in our list, because it's in the list of Eila. V'atani dam lo Tana Tinshamet, but it's not on our list. Shepherd Ravidi, Tana Dian, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, the Azobatar Gishta, Uvigishta, the Haltakei Palgi. He holds the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends really on the softness, and they're disagreeing about whether the halta'ah has that kind of softness, which is why Rabbi Yehuda says the halta'ah is like a chuldah, the leta'ah is like a chuldah, and so therefore our Tana agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about that particular principle. They just disagree about what the real status of the texture of the skin of the leta'ah is, and therefore he doesn't include din shemet. In other words, he doesn't learn it from the psukim and where it says eile, but rather he gets it from the texture itself. Now again, the psukim back in Vayikra Yud Aleph Parah Pasuk Cheftet V'zelachem Tamei Masheretz Asheretz Al Aretz Hacholed V'achvar V'atzav Leminehu. All right, and those three now are knocked out. Hanaka V'koach V'altav V'chomet V'atinshamet. Those are the five that we now included. Tinshamet was whether or not it was included, and says, so that Eile Hatmeim Lachem therefore goes only on the last five that were mentioned, which now include also their skins. Okay, the Chulan Sheep done. Said he lechi noy lechlo. It's only if you walked on them. Vatan Rabbi Chia Ozen Chamor Shitla Ale Kupato. If you took the ear of a donkey and you used it to patch over a basket, Tehora. Even though you didn't work it over anything else, the skin is now considered to be tahor. But if you didn't hang it over there, then it's only if it's only if you walked on it. Okay, so that explains that if you'd used it for something else, then it's already consigned to something else. If not, then you had to walk on it and work it over. Kama kidei ibud. How long is that? Arbat milin. Has to be for that distance, which we say is about an hour plus. Now we have an interesting halacha. Legabel, which is how long of a, if you need water in order to be matbil your kelim, in order to make your dough b'tahara, how far do you have to go to find water? If you're going to daven, you're going to wash for food, arbat milim. You have to go up to 4 milim forward in your direction that you're going in order to find it. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, Ibu Amra, v'arba'i Amarba. Right? He said, it was Evu, who was Rav's father, who said this halacha, and he said four things, not like Gabel Tfilin Tlat Yadayim, Chadminayu Avodah. The fourth thing that he said was Avodah, which means the distance of walking that would then make this thing considered to be tanned. So Chanino Lashan Lefanav. This is only if you're walking forward. Havalach Rav, if you're walking one direction and you have to double back for water, so for tefillah, etc., if you can't find water, then you pray without without washing, or you eat with you're exempt in certain cases from Tilat Yadayim. Havalach Rav, fila mil echad eino chozer. You don't even have to go back 1 mil. So what do you infer from them? You don't have to go back 1 mil, which is roughly about 15 minutes of walk or so. But you have to go up to 1 mil, meaning less than 1 mil, you still do have to go back. Let's say you have an army coming through, and they walk into a house, a bayit tameh. We assume the house is tameh. They carry with them all sorts of parts of humans that they carry, like the faces and stuff that are like trophies. Don't be so surprised. Rabbi Yishmael, famous in the story of the martyrology, had such a beautiful face, and the daughter requested that her father not kill him, so finally he peeled his face off and gave it to her. They would keep this as a trophy, and so that would be something that would generate tuma. Okay, we'll stop at this point, pick it up with the Mishnah on Kufchav Gimel. Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.